Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, 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 my missionaries. You guys are amazing. Okay, you're the best podcast audience, and I get to say that. You know why I get to say that? Because it's true. And that's what we're all going to talk about today. Universal truth. Oh my gosh. So you guys are not only the best, but you are universal. Because our guest today, Roberta Sky, her last name's Sky. So just think how expansive the sky is. That's what you're going to meet in this gorgeous woman who has spent many years making a career out of the world of holistics, out of the world of possibilities, out of the world of expansion. And the longer she has stayed in this game, and I have been in the world of holistic medicine, you guys know that for a long time, and played in the world of intuitives and the relationship of that to self. This woman has been one of the most steadiest people that I have seen in this industry. And what I mean by that is from the first time I met her, she has expanded, but stayed grounded. I can't explain it, but you know those people that when you look into your career or have been in your industry for a long time and you're like, that's a stable force to be reckoned with? That's what I think of when I think of Roberta, right? So she's been able to help others. She actually can meet you where you are, even though she continues to expand. And I know that you're nodding your head. You're like, yeah. And you know what that's called? That's called friggin' wisdom. That's called staying in the game. You know, we talk about mission accepted and taking the mission, right? And you know, if you're playing this game, that the mission doesn't stay the same. That kind of every day or every week or sometimes 6 months down the road, we're like, oh, didn't see that coming. Wow, that phone call with that person turned into the biggest part of my business 3 years down the road. So she is strong and steady and has stayed committed to her own personal growth so she can help you have your steps of growth. Roberta, thank you so much. Not only are you joining us today, but look at you guys. You're going to hear her share on the Stand Up, Speak Up, and Show Up, which is exactly what I just described, a stage coming up very soon in this big project that we're doing. And she's also one of the authors in the 262 women that are standing up, speaking up, and show up that are either creatives. Yes, she is. Right. An entrepreneur. Yes, she is. An entrepreneur. Yes, she is. And self-funding media. So Roberta, thank you so much for making the time to be able to come on to the show today.
This is awesome. Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. So look, let's share with people a little bit about when we talk about holistic or we talk about staying steady as an entrepreneur. How does one, you know, when we think about, look, you know, we kind of come from the same generational, what are you going to be, a nurse, a teacher, an airline stewardess, an assistant, what are you going to be? How does someone decide that they want to start a business way back in the day in the world of holistic medicine sciences, you know, how we can encapsulate what it is that we do? Like, what was your step in?
Okay, so just a little context. This is the days of no internet, no social media, nothing. So everything was in my face or nowhere. Like I had to find it. And there was an epiphany moment. And, you know, I'm sure people have them, but may miss them a little bit. I'm sitting in a bar talking to a gay friend. And he says, you know, you're really good to talk to. I really appreciate this. Honestly, the light bulb goes on because I was having an identity crisis in my late 20s. Who am I? What am I doing? No career, no nothing. And it's like, I'm a counselor. I should be a counselor. Well, there was a lot of rude awakenings about how that works because one does not tell people what to do. But I went into training there and then doors opened all over the place. And for me, doors would open before I was ready or before I thought I was mm-hmm. ready, and all these, you know, the wonderful synchronicities. But the aha, I had an aha, and it shifted me. And I'd been laboring, reading magazines, women's magazines, like, what am I supposed to be doing? And that's part of my steadiness, because it was a recognition of self. This person sees me in this way. Can I own that? Oh my God, yes. And so I will take the steps to follow that through and see where that takes me. I'm having no idea, you know, what an incredible expansion that would be, which is, as you said, still continuing. But that aha moment took me in.
I think that's really important. So look, I mean, here's the interesting thing. You're sitting in a bar, you know, I mean, the one of the places that we would probably have on one of the least, you know, one of the least places to find your purpose. And I think that's really important. Thank you for sharing that, because I think finding your purpose comes from, like, you were seeking, you were looking at magazines, you were wondering, you had this question, there was an uncomfortableness, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And it can come from the most interesting of places, but it was how it made you feel. That when you were like, oh, wow, this is how this person sees me. And I am really good at this. And then you took it from there. So, I mean, share with us, how long have you been in this journey of entrepreneurship and, you know, an expansion, really?
50, almost 50 years.
All right. Okay. So, wise one, please share with us some of the things that you've learned. Because if you've stayed in this game for 50 years, there's got to be something to it.
Well, you know, the word that comes to me is alignment. Now, this is a retrospective word, because preparing to talk to you, I started reviewing all the jobs I've done, you know, Sagittarian, Gypsy, a huge list. But, you know, at the same time, it didn't matter what I was doing. There had to be alignment. And that's not the word I would have given myself. But the first example of this is working as a holistic pulsing body-mind therapist and teacher. I had a teaching practice where I trained other people, and I had a private practice. Well, watching the ebb and flow of people that would show up for this, if I needed money, and I was in that kind of base chakra standing in the world, I'm not secure, I need something, then the clients wouldn't book, or the ones that booked would cancel or not show up. I would struggle to get people in a workshop. And the learning was, I'm not coming from my joie de vie in this practice, my reveling in working with people, the impact that I can bring and that I get back when I work with people. I wasn't in there. And so I wasn't met. I was met in a fear place. It would just create more. And that has been a fascinating thing, because alignment is a theme that is still running. And it's run through my life, through a lot of my careers. And I can see the holes. I had 8 years as a realtor salesperson, and I know lots of people look at me and go, you what? But that was a, you know, part of my grounding. The Gypsy was bring her down into the 3D world and get, you know, I can roll a legal phrase off my tongue now in my sleep. But there I cloaked a lot of my intuitive skills, because I didn't understand how to use them in there. And I was successful in learnings in the real estate career. It was totally essential that I do this. I have zero regrets, but I would not call that one of my rocked it out of the park jobs in terms of money or anything. I was constantly out of alignment. I shut myself down. It was a bit of a long haul process to come back out of that. Mm-hmm. So I didn't use all the skills I had. So that unaligned thing, I could have supported myself more with the magic and mystery and intuition, but I was trying to be the good realtor and, you know, not upset anybody, and all my skills of seeing crap when people were talking crap and imbalances with couples and thinking, okay, this one has the power and this one has the money. You know, I could see those things, but I didn't know how to work with them. Maybe another right. 8 years would have got it.
Right. I'm gonna talk about something that you said. Thank you for sharing that. Absolutely. I want to unpack something. So when you were talking about, because look at, it's been an interesting time. We've all experienced different levels of fear, whether it's been starting a business in the pandemic, whether it's been venturing out, venturing in, do I shift, what's going on? There's been a lot of, I think, realizations and self-examinations in this last time. And when you talk about, there's been a lot of, I need. And when you're, and coming from a place of, oh my gosh, I just lost my job, or, oh my gosh, my wife just lost her job, or, oh my gosh, there's no one's purchasing that, or, oh my gosh, you know, red peppers are now $12.99 a pound instead of $2.99. And there's a lot of, oh my gosh, is in what you call fear-based thoughts. When you were back doing treatment, and I get it because I had a studio. So when you were back and doing treatments, and even today, what was it that you did to when you recognized my clients are canceling, no one's booking because I need, what's your skill there that the listeners can take away from? How did you shift that? What did you do to shift that to have clients booking and clients not canceling? Like, what's that mindset about?
Okay, that's a multi-layered one. That's a very good question. I like this. It's quite provocative. So I had to, not understanding I was looking for alignment, I had to do inner listening. Okay. What's going on for me? Do I need time out? Self-care? I would start asking internal inquiry. What is happening in me that is being either reflected outside of me, or that my guidance and the what I like to call the team, you know, my allies seen and unseen and everybody else's guides, however they show up, I call them the team. So my team would be possibly orchestrating a pullback. I had no comprehension of that in those days. This is how I would name it now. I understand it. And also that's partly how I do sessions with people, is we're working with the teams and opening to that. But in those days, I would have to step back and recognize, I could always ID, I'm in need, this is wrong energy. So step back, inner listening. Where am I
love it.
What's happening?
I love it.
I can work with me. And then sometimes I needed to go get a bodywork session, go back into my joy in it. And then I would be back in the game.
I think that's so important, particularly for people that are in that position, or you have a career where people come to you. And we always say a coach needs a coach, a therapist needs a therapist, mm-hmm. a psychic needs a psychic, like, you know, because that's just the way it works. Right. But I think that inner conversation, that inner dialogue, even though things are happening to everybody, when you go buy a red pepper, it's $12.99. When I go buy a red pepper, it's $12.99. But if you do that self-examination, maybe if I'm drawn to the store that has them on sale, but you keep going to the one that's $12.99. Like, I think when you do the inner work, something mm-hmm. shifts, right? Something shifts. You're like, what is this about? Why did this happen? What were the lessons I learned? I mean, that's just such a standard classic, you know, what are the lessons I learned? But that does come from, and I go, just because I think there's a little bit deeper questions to be asking. But
exactly.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Okay. So what have been, I mean, you know, you just shared with us that you've been doing this. And by the way, I love Sagittarian Gypsy because I am one. I'm a Sag. So from one Sag to another, I love it. I think it's definitely in our blood. So what's kept you going for 50 years in this expansive industry, which, come on, let's face it, wasn't sitting on the list. Do you know what I mean? Like, did you know when that guy was talking to you about how you're great at counseling people in the bar in your 20s, that one day you'd be sitting down channeling through your team and giving, you know, intuitive readings, psychic readings, expansive readings to people about how they should be deciphering their life? I mean, my goodness.
Not at all. But you know, what's kept me going in is the mystery. This stuff is so fascinating. The both the mystery and also there's some of this seemed to be a personal recovery. The things I was drawn to, like holistic pulsing body work, which is a beautiful, gentle rocking technique that can be wild and woolly as well. When I started putting my hands on people, I learned this stuff immediately. It was something in me that then just was given form. And my teacher, Tovi Browning, was writing a book, and I was a private student and we were exploring together. I was so enriched and enlivened and fascinated by all of this, including agility. So I wasn't struggling, studying to be a realtor. That was a whole other thing. But this kind of work, it's aligned with whatever my spirit soul journey is and what feels right for me. So that's what's kept me in it. I'm being me. This is right. This is positive action. I feel great. And my energy is nourished and in this eternal loop, you know, what I put out comes back to me so deliciously. And now I'm studying even more things, you know, and I just haven't stopped because I want to get through this life having gone into as many of these dimensions as I can with my consciousness. And it's just soul food to be in this. So I laugh because I think I'm not somebody who did. It's funny you asked me this. I've always thought of myself as not somebody who had a career for 50 years. But I have. I was just thinking about it like that.
You really carved path. And I have this saying, and I've said it since I was younger, and I don't know, you know, where it comes from. But I always think, look, if there's someone new embarking into your sector, right? Our sector, holistic health, healing others, whatever form it comes in, you have to not only look forward in your business and have people help you, carve your path, but you got to turn around. You got to turn around and you got to thank the people before you. And look, pioneering in this industry, I know for me, I talk about, you know, having some bruises and having some scrapes from it. I remember when I couldn't afford Common Ground magazine, and there was Shared Vision and Common Ground. I actually just talked to Samaya. Samaya worked at my studio. She started Shared Vision. And so I remember I was starting my massage practice. I was doing it in my home, you know, in the extra bedroom. I had a woman who would take my daughter, who was like nursing at the time, out for an hour and a half and nurse in between, all the things that we did to make it go. I didn't have enough money to do an ad yet, you know, in these magazines. And so I would, on a good week, I'd go get a flyer, a color flyer from Kinko's, and I'd go up and down Broadway in Kitsilano, and I would tape it around every pole because that was my marketing strategy back then. The city of Vancouver called me and they said, stop it. We keep having to take your flyers down, right? And so we could embark. How did you, you know, first of all, thank you for what you've done for the industry and the sector and the awareness and allowing people to have people to look forward, you know, forward to and go, Roberta's done that, I do it. That's the truth, right? Not being alone is really important. But how did you sustain yourself? How did you continue to sustain yourself in an industry that was not carved out yet?
Well, remembering again, there was no internet, no nothing. I was a really good public speaker. I had so much fun. I never used notes. I paced up and down on the stage. I had a really good time. So again, in alignment with what gave me joy. And I did all the health fairs. So 10-minute sessions on people, which can be really powerful because people's psyches and bodies know I got to get this. I've got 10 minutes and they go for it. But then it would be handwritten people's names and phone numbers. And I wrote my own articles. So showing up like that, that's the theme of what we're all doing here. I showed up publicly. I did get interviewed on television. I wrote articles with my own pictures. I showed up at health fairs so I could be got at. I was one-on-one, full presence. And that's what we had to do in those days and to create visibility. So what, of course, would happen is I would connect with people and doors would open and more would happen. So that's how I sustain myself. And I don't have a website. I have no interest. I'm 72 years old. I'm not going there. We're going on frequency, vibration, and energy. That's where I am now. And I've been semi-retired. People find me, they find me, but I'm being called by the likes of you and who, you know, you're representing my team. You're the mouthpiece and the beauty call from my team saying, show up, please. You know, because I've been asking myself, I'm still here. The planet's a little weird. What's going on? What's my offering? And so I stepped in. And I really encourage other people, you know, you don't have to know what the bleep, because I don't. I don't know how I'm going to be sourced having shown up here. So come on board, even if you haven't a clue. The energy, you know, we're in this wonderful canoe, raft, whatever, and we're going down this river together and it's going someplace. So let's just get on board and support each other doing it. Like I'm calling. Come on in behind me, come on in forward. Let's do this because we're not done yet. There is also, okay, I'm on a rave, here we go. There is a really important thing for women and our energetic, our way of being. I do recommend listening to an interview with, okay, that'll come to me because I'm a little nervous, so that'll come back. That there's qualities of women that can work to do reparations on the planet now. It's different. It's not masculine, feminine. It's women. There's something deep and rich here, and we are being called. I look at things on the news and a lot of what's going on. There's still a lot of men, and we need the women with the juice and the gumption and the groundedness to get deep into reparations and show up. As a species, we have not had our day yet. And we're really being called. So I've answered that. And when I said to the universe, okay, I'm still here, what are we doing? Your MSM message came in. I went, okay, all right, here we go. So that's, I don't even know why I said all this. So there we are. What did you ask me?
Yeah, you know what, you were channeling, girl, and I loved it. And you know what? I just want to send this interview to everyone because I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it. First of all, I love, you know, when people like, how do I have people come to me? How do I know? Vibration is a marketing tool. Energy is a marketing tool. Transmission is a marketing tool. Being seen is a marketing tool. So, you know, me at trade shows, you at healing centers, you know, someone on Facebook, you talking to someone personally with them writing their name down. Like what I hear from you is that if you're meant to be found, you need to get yourself seen and people will see you. However that looks like, whatever it feels right. But as you were talking, and I honestly, God's truth, never have I heard the word woman. I literally wrote it down. I'm supposed to be doing the interview. I'm like, oh, I'm writing that down. When you said women are not done yet, like when you talked about that, you know what I heard? I heard womb and I heard man. When you talked about men and women coming together, I heard womb and man, woman. And I think, you know, when you think about womb, when you think about that feminine place where we channel the next generation, like that womb is so feminine. And then man, I'm like, what a beautiful come together. What a beautiful womb and man. I don't know. It's going to play on me for the next. Goodness.
Yeah.
That's so goddess. Okay. You're so goddess. You're so goddess. You're so goddess. Oh my gosh. I love it. Sagittarian gypsy goddess. That's my new name for you.
Okay.
And so I'm going to introduce you on stage. But that just came to me. Womb and man. I mean, of course we're supposed to come together and make change, but I really agree with you. I don't know if we've had I was sharing this earlier. I was studying last night. You know, when was it that women had their, you know, kind of big break? And I was researching the 1800s. I mean, you know, what do we do at night, right? Some people watch comedy. I start studying the 1800s, and it was really not until the latter 1800s that women really had much of a voice much of us, you know, we were allowed to buy property if we were married. We could vote if we lived in four different states in the US. Like there's, and I really realize we are still very young. We are still very young in our availability of equality as a species. We are still very young. So even if you're 25 and you're looking to make your way in this world of accepting the mission, you are still at the beginning of this coming together. So what a conversation. Yeah.
There's still a lot of cultural collusion on patterns and ways of being that are still in place. And it is work for us to transcend those. Mm-hmm. And going to war against them isn't it. It's enriching and bulking up our psychic and spiritual muscle. Yeah. And the intuition and the energies and the abilities that we have as beings, we have to bring those up. So again, your comment about inner conversation, and that's one thing I like to help people with, get in their inner conversation opened as wide as possible.
That's the word that came to me as you were talking, invitation. Oh my gosh, Roberta, we could talk all day, and we're going to. People are going to have a chance to come hear you speak and hear and share. Look, if you would like to come to, well, we're going to send it out all over our social media right now is the Stand Up, Speak Up and Show Up speaker series, where you're going to be able to hear Roberta. You're going to be able to read about her and learn more in the book, which will be coming out. People can pre-order, and it is coming out International Women's Day 2024. Rock that party. Reach out to us and get on that VIP list. But right now, you don't have to wait that long. Roberta has an opening, and she's going to leave her email, I hope, with us, a way to contact her. And if you want to have a private session, because we all have our own stuff, and no matter how evolved you are, there's more expansion to be had. And if you'd like to have some time with her and have that fortunate space, please do. So, Roberta, where can we reach you? Where can people tap in?
Roberta Sky, Roberta Sky at yahoo.ca.
Awesome. And you guys know that's going to be in the show notes, and you can always, you know, message me. You guys always do. It's great. You're the most amazing audience ever. So Roberta, we're going to wrap up asking one question, and it's a little bit, we're going to go off sides. We're going to go talk about some music. Okay. So you're on your way to a desert island. And you know what? It's you and you, just you and you. And you have one suitcase. And in that suitcase, you have room for just one thing. And that one thing is an album. What album would you take with you to a desert island that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your days? What are you going to pack?
Okay, so I'm going to whoop it out somewhere else also. I don't want any albums from the past. I'm 72. I'm a dancer. I want a composite album, CD, something with beautiful wave to total ecstatic dance music. I want male voices and female voices so that I can dance on the beach of my island, because I never want to stop dancing.
All right. All right. So you're unique in your answer. It's unique day. Where, you know, it's been podcast day, and I'm like, wow, our vibration must be pretty high, because we're getting some pretty cool answers to that question. Roberta, thank you so much for being with us today. And look, you guys, you know how to reach out to her, and you know how to reach out. It's deb@debdrummond.com. And you know the reason why, I mean, first of all, we've always talked about music, because it's a vibration that I completely gig, and I drink it every morning like you guys do your coffee. I swear to you. That's why I have a big Bose speaker in my bathroom, so when I shower. Okay, Jean Houston. Okay.
Houston is talking about the qualities of women that are being called on, that are essential for what's happening now.
Okay. All right. So let's send it out to Jean there. Look, if you guys want to be a speaker, if you want to come into the book of 262, we have room for you at this recording time. I'm just gonna say at this recording time, it's a one in a lifetime opportunity. Come join us, and you can message me to see what that looks like. So Roberta, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm gonna ask you to hang out a few more minutes. Don't hang up on us yet. And to you, the best. yeah, to you, the best audience ever. Thank you so much for showing up and listening to what we have to say today with Roberta. And I just want to say, until we meet again, which will only be a few days because we do this a couple times a week, is just stay well and stay groovy. We'll see you soon. Bye for now.